Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Today's Nutrition, where we look at what's new in research, what's hot in the news, or anything that can help you lose weight, feel great, and live longer, better. Today is more of the feel great, since it's back to school month, and I'm going to be focusing more on kids. It's a time in life that builds the foundation for a long, healthy life. And kids today, chronic disease affects half of our children. Obesity, not just overweight, but obesity, over 20%. 33% are pre-diabetic, with half experiencing mental health issues. Compared to other high-income countries, our childhood mortality is unusually high, driven by all of these preventable diseases. I understand this well. I lived it. Like the canary in the mine shaft in the 60s and 70s, I was a sick kid. I ate horribly. I had gut issues. I had mood issues. I was like on nonstop antibiotics. I had, of course, weight issues, immune issues, acne. Heck, you name it, I had it. In fact, by the time I was 17, I'd had 7 organs removed. And in my early 20s, they wanted to do a total hysterectomy. I didn't do that. I changed my diet and lifestyle, and within a month, I was well on my way to recovery. I know that chronic diseases that Americans are suffering from today can be reversed, and it's not that hard. It doesn't take that long. Teens are struggling, like I did. Anxiety, depression, acne, PCOS, attention issues, weight issues. They're all on the rise. And the truth is, it's about the world they're growing up in. The stress is higher. The sleep is worse. Food more processed. They're over-medicated. Screens are everywhere. And their young, sensitive bodies are paying the price. But here's the good news. There's a lot we can do. So today, we're going to pull back the curtain on the teen hormone storm. What's driving it, and give you some simple, natural strategies to help your teen thrive. Okay, let's get started. We're going to talk about what's actually happening during the teenage years, hormonally speaking, because puberty is not just about a growth spurt and a few mood swings. It is one massive hormonal shift. Estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, these hormones are kicking into high gear, shaping the brain, the bones, the skin, the muscle, everything. Add to that insulin, which is a hormone that controls blood sugar, and cortisol, our stress hormone. You got a delicate hormone dance happening in the background of all the homework, the social pressure, and emotional growth. And that when that dance is disrupted between the hormones, you've got mood swings, you've got anxiety and depression, you've got fatigue, you've got poor focus, poor memory, you've got irregular menstrual cycles in girls, you've got acne, you've got sugar cravings, and you've got weight gain, especially around the belly. And these are not character flaws. They are chemical imbalances, and often they're a direct result from the environment. So let's break it down. First of all, blood sugar instability, huge. Teenagers often skip breakfast or they'll grab sugary coffee drinks, eating fast food or ultra-processed food at school lunch, and then they're having an energy crash by mid-afternoon. That constant roller coaster of blood sugar spikes insulin. And insulin resistance is a major driver of hormone problems, especially in girls with PCOS. And if you add antibiotics to this, you've got a recipe for disaster, killing off the good gut bacteria that affects everything from cravings to mood. Second, you've got the chronic stress, school stress, sports pressure, social anxiety. Let's be honest, social media 24/7 is hard on developing brains. Anybody, for that matter, but especially for teens. All of that trigger cortisol, the stress hormone. And when cortisol is chronically elevated, it throws off everything. Sleep, insulin, reproductive hormones, and mood. Third, we got a big nutrient drain. Teen bodies are growing like crazy, but most teens aren't getting the nutrients they need to support the growth, like magnesium, zinc, B6, omega-3s, protein. And with the increase in seed oils, artificial dyes, synthetic chemicals, all the junk that's been added to the food and environment, the need for detoxification support is greater than ever. Fourth, this carries on from the drain. We got endocrine disruptors, chemicals found in plastic, personal care products, even receipts, act like fake estrogens in the body. We call them xenoestrogens. And that contributes to puberty, period problems, and even future fertility issues. It's a lot. But we understand what's behind the storm, and we can move on to calm it. So let's take a deeper look at the three big S's that hijack hormones: sugar, stress, screen time. Starting with sugar. Teenagers, and really all of us, are biologically primed to crave carbs. Their brain is growing fast and it needs glucose. But that doesn't mean it should be drinking artificial sweet energy drinks, because sugar is not a natural thing. Honey is, but sugar is not. And eating Pop-Tarts or cereal for breakfast. When teens eat a high sugar, low protein meal, like juice and cereal, causes a spike in blood sugar followed by a crash. And that's just about when they're ready to sit down for school. That crash signals the brain to release cortisol, the stress hormone, and that often leads to more cravings for more sugar. Vicious cycle. Sugar is really the devil. And even worse, when insulin is constantly elevated with all those sugar spikes, the body starts to ignore it. And that's called insulin resistance, the biggest driver of fatigue, weight gain, brain fog, acne, and PCOS in girls, where I was. The second S, stress. Every time the body perceives stress, it releases cortisol. And like I mentioned earlier, when cortisol goes up, everything else gets out of balance, like progesterone, suppresses it, leading to PMS and irregular cycles. Too much cortisol can also raise blood sugar. Too much cortisol disrupts sleep. Too much cortisol increases belly fat. And guess what else releases cortisol? The third S, screen. The actual blue light is a problem, yes, but then also what they're seeing on the screen matters. Social media creates constant pressure. Cortisol doesn't care if the threat is a tiger or a TikTok post. It responds the same way. So you've got high sugar, high stress, high screen time. And that's messing with their hormones in a big way. But good news, there are things we can do about it. Now we're going to shift to a hopeful S, solutions. And you don't have to overhaul your whole life overnight. Even small changes can make a big difference. And I'm going to walk you through five foundational steps that can help your teens balance hormones, boost their energy, and feel like themselves again. First thing, a balanced breakfast. Yeah, starts their day out right, and that will help balance hormones. Skip the cereal, the waffles, the toaster pastries. Those may be fast, but they spike blood sugar. You get a crash by mid-morning, and then that's going to leave your teen hungry, suffering from major brain fog when they're trying to study, maybe low mood, and maybe irritability by the second period. Instead, we want to anchor their morning with protein, healthy fats, and fiber. So here's some ideas. You could do a quick protein smoothie with a little bit of almond butter, some frozen berries, adding a little unsweetened protein powder. I also add a little slice of avocado for that healthy fat. You could do overnight oats, but I would add some protein powder, chia seeds for fiber, little Greek yogurt for the probiotics, and cinnamon for the yum factor. Then you could also do almond flour pancakes with a side of nitrate-free bacon and berries. You can make those almond flour pancakes in mass too, so you can like cook once and enjoy it all week long. Finally, a real favorite is the English muffin with an egg, slices of avocado, and turkey sausage. That's delicious. And just don't overthink it. Just aim for about 20 grams of protein out of real food. And yeah, they may grumble at first. When I did the high school presentation last year and I used Fruit Loops as the demo, they were clamoring for samples. Addicted to sugar. I've seen it over and over though. Just 1 week of having a better breakfast can totally transform mood, energy, and focus. Second thing we want to do is prioritize sleep like it's a prescription. Teenagers really need a lot of sleep, up to 10 hours, because their brains are still growing and developing, and their bodies are undergoing such transformation. So sleep, really important. And we know blue light suppresses melatonin, throws off that sleep-wake cycle, and leads to poor quality sleep, raises cortisol, stress hormones. So what do you need to do? Maybe set a tech curfew. All screens off before bed. Maybe blue light blocking glasses in the evening if they have to be on the screen. And maybe getting a calming bedtime routine like a hot shower, reading a little bit, stretching, quiet, and definitely keep the bedroom cool and dark. Same thing for adults. We all need it. And if sleep is still a struggle, sometimes some gentle supplements can help. Magnesium glycinate, the amino acid L-theanine, really good for quieting that racing brain, or my heavenly sleep formula. Great choice. Sleep is the secret weapon. Third thing we want to do is ditch the plastics and processed foods because they are endocrine disruptors. And they're everywhere. Plastic water bottles, microwave leftovers in plastic containers. When you eat out, you're getting a lot of plastic because of all the processing that's taken place along the way. Personal care products and junk food. Chemicals like BPA and phthalates will mimic estrogen in the body and confuse the whole hormone messaging system. They trigger earlier puberty, heavier periods, acne, even weight gain. So help your teens detox their environment. Switch to glass or stainless steel water bottles. Use clean skincare and hair care products without the parabens and without fragrances, because a lot of those chemicals will hide in with fragrances. Choose real food snacks. Nuts, fruit like an apple with nut butter, hummus, boiled eggs. Avoid sodas. Avoid so-called healthy nutritional drinks. They're loaded with sucralose or other artificial sweeteners and seed oils like soybean and canola. Ugh. And remember, it's not about perfection, but reducing the daily toxic load gives hormones a breather. And the body is pretty resilient. Load up the fridge with real food so they have that first. Fourth thing we want to do, calm cortisol. Teens, boy, they're swimming in stress. And it's not just school. It's a culture that really never unplugs anymore. One thing we need to do ourselves is to show our kids how to self-regulate. That means using tools to calm the nervous system, reset the stress response. Sometimes we need to teach ourselves too, and that may be learning to unplug and center yourself, because as they see you do, they will do. So a few things. I love deep breathing. I love the box breathing. Walking or movement helps. Just 10 minutes outside can reset cortisol. Maybe a gratitude journal. Maybe prayer. Help them get out of their own heads. Then we've got number 5, supplements. Sometimes adaptogens like rhodiola, ashwagandha, or valerian can buffer stress. And there's a great new blend from Terry Naturally that I talked about last week. It's called Calm Kids, safe, gentle, and effective for all ages. And then my top picks that are must-haves anymore. A good multivitamin with your D, with your zinc, and they need the good form of B6. All the B vitamins, but especially the B6. Magnesium. We are all deficient. Magnesium is the ultimate relaxer. Then omega-3. 90% of us are deficient in omega-3. We must be taking omega-3 every day or eating clean, deep sea, ocean caught, clean fish 3 times a week for brain function, for our skin, as an anti-inflammatory. So if your teen is dealing with these problems, irregular cycles, anxiety, acne, fatigue, you might want to test their levels if possible. I've got the Dutch test. It is fantastic. Otherwise, start them on all those things. May want to consider Chase Tree if PMS is difficult. I'm not a fan of birth control pills, but Chase Tree has been used for hundreds, if not thousands of years for women. Birth control pills simply cover up the problem without addressing the underlying root cause, which is getting worse. Now, talking to parents. I've raised kids. I know this can be hard. Teenagers don't want advice. They don't want to be fixed. They want to be heard and understood. My advice, don't lecture. Model. Eat well, sleep well. Stay off your phone at night. They're watching. Offer upgrades, not ultimatums. Just don't stock the junk in your pantry. Just have your fridge loaded with good things. And you might want to let them be part of the solution. Let them help plan meals. Maybe take them grocery shopping. Eventually, they'll be able to do the grocery shopping and save you some time. And get them in touch with how they feel after different meals or sleep habits. Encourage them to move every day. And don't ignore red flags. They're signals. Seek help. Functional testing and looking for the root cause can make a world of difference. Most importantly, don't give up. Your influence is more powerful than you think. So to wrap it up, we talked about the foundational ways to support hormone health in your teens, and small daily habits have a massive ripple effect, not just on hormones, but energy, confidence, school performance, moods, most importantly, long-term health. Healthy teens become healthy adults. The habits we help them build now will set the stage for fertility, metabolism, mental health, and lowering the risk for chronic disease for decades to come. Let's be part of the solution, not just for our kids, but for America. I'm Dr. Deb Ford, and this has been Today's Nutrition. You can find this episode and others on debford.com or wherever you get your podcasts, or you can also go to YouTube under Dr. Deb Ford. Until next time, stay well, stay curious, and keep making the changes that ripple through the generations.